Oh, there was a story to my running story, and then we got caught on how cold it was. The true story was, I told Dylan I was gonna go for a run this morning, and he's like, "You could have just watched Elf on your run." He's like, "You've seen us so many times." Imagine me just running a 5K, hearing "Dad" like in my, "Bye, buddy."
Santa!
Yeah, "Bye,
I love
buddy.
that. That's my favorite moment. Bye,
Bye,
buddy.
buddy.
Have a
Hope you
good time.
find your dad."
It's so silly. Only what makes it amazing, I think, is it starts coming out of the water and the other animals are like, "Holy shit," they run away. And then he's just, "Bye, buddy." It's so funny.
That was the point of that story, was I was gonna run this morning to Elf, not to music. Don't forget your headphones over here.
I will not. What up, homies? It's your boy Stev. Today I'm here with Ash.
Hi.
And we are talking Elf from
My choice. You're welcome. You're welcome, universe.
I will say I fucking enjoyed the shit out of this movie. I watched it last night
Really?
and it was amazing.
Nobody ever likes this movie.
I
Now
love
that
this
we're an
movie.
adult, people are like, "Movie's stupid."
No, this movie's
Like, you're
amazing.
stupid.
If you're into what they were going for, it's amazing. So like the whole idea of like they wanted to recreate like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and shit like that. Like that, was it Saul Bass? I'm trying to remember his name. The guy who like made the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Anyway, that like sort of animation and shit. I'm like, it's
Yeah.
so funny. Like it's so good.
I just think
I think it's
every
fantastic.
joke hit. I think they did it the right way.
Agreed.
They got the right actors. I really enjoyed this movie.
Agreed. It's actually funny. I read up a lot about how Will Ferrell and Jon Favreau, who so directed by Jon Favreau. This was before he does Iron Man, so it was right before. No, maybe like actually probably like almost like 10 years before. And then he goes on to Iron Man, and all of a sudden he's like one of the best directors in the fucking world. But like, here's the thing about it: like, so from what I understand,
He didn't do the breakup, did he?
no, I don't know who did that movie.
He was in it though.
He's probably in it, and
He
four
might
he
have
was
been
in
in it.
Four Christmases as well.
He's
Like,
always in those
yeah, he's in a lot of
movies
random
though,
shit,
so
but.
it's hard to know if he directed it or is he just
For
in
sure,
it.
for sure. So apparently, him and Will Ferrell didn't get along. They didn't like.
Oh no.
So Jon Favreau thought it should be like a kids' movie, like what it is. And Will Ferrell and his writing partner Adam McKay, who did like Anchorman,
Yeah.
were of the opinion that it should be a PG-13, like it should be
Yeah.
a darker movie. So Jon Favreau ended up going out of his way to make it less dark, and I think that's what makes the movie
You
work,
know
if you
what?
ask me.
Anchorman, that movie hit.
Here's the thing: Anchorman comes out a year later, so Anchorman doesn't come out in
Oh.
2004. This is
So
2002,
that movie
2003,
hit hard.
and that's
So that
it.
movie hit.
So, and that's what I think they were going for. Whereas Jon Favreau was like, "No, this should be a fucking kids movie. Like, this should
Which
be,
they did very good. And even
yeah."
adults like me, I'm still watching it. I watch it all the time.
And that's just it. Like, it's like you want it to be like a Christmas movie, like something you watch once a year. And it's
With your
like,
family, and you
yeah,
don't have to worry about the innuendos, and I'll worry about
right.
the little, yeah.
So that's why they went out of there. So they didn't get along because of that, to the point where they offered Will Ferrell $30 million to come back for a sequel, and
Whoa.
he turned it down because he's like, I don't want to do it if Jon Favreau's going to do it, and that's kind of how that worked. So,
I can't believe they're not like cool because they both have the same sense of humor.
right.
They both have that like funny joking because there's a group and it's like Owen Wilson, Vince Vaughn,
Yeah.
Will Ferrell.
Ben Stiller.
And
Yeah.
I think of all these people that are, I feel like they hang out all the time. They
Yeah.
just have the same sense of humor. They have the same roll off their shoulder kind of jokes. And it's kind of weird that I can't think of Favreau and him not getting
And that's the
along.
thing. So Vin, the, so
Oh, Paul
what?
Rudd is
Yeah,
another
yeah.
one. Like
Right?
Zach Galifianakis. You
Yeah,
know what
yeah.
I mean, right?
So
Like
Vince
Bradley
Vaughn.
Cooper, yeah.
Vince Vaughn and Will Ferrell do Old School right before this.
Oh, I
And
kind of forgot about that movie.
right, so Will Ferrell is right out to make Elf. They need a director, and Vince Vaughn's like, "Yo, my buddy Jon Favreau, like, would be
Which
good."
they did together,
Swingers.
Swingers.
Yeah. Doug
Yeah.
Lemon directed it, but they like, were
Yeah.
they've been friends since they did
Vince
Rudy,
Vaughn's
shit
been
like that.
around, man, for a minute.
Right? So
Yeah.
I think that's so yeah, I mean it just he didn't like the fact that they argued about the tone. I don't know, I didn't want to start this podcast on like a negative, because
It's
here's the
not a
thing, from here
negative.
on out we're gonna be
It's not a
wildly
negative.
positive.
I did not know this. That's
Yeah.
actually very interesting.
So I found that interesting.
And I find it interesting that Will Ferrell would be like that because he
Right?
seems so. I could see Jon Favreau But I can't see Will being like that.
Yeah, well, it's very possible that it's just it.
So I can see Will just being like, okay, whatever, like, but that's cares?
It,
right?
It's very possible it was early in his career, he was still on SNL. And then all of a sudden, Anchorman comes out a year later and he's fucking massive all of a sudden. Which he was okay. He was like kind of big. But then like, yeah. I think Anchorman is like, whoa, shit, who the fuck is this?
Yeah.
And then
Anchorman is one of my favorite movies. I have the book at home, the autobiography of Ron Burgundy.
Which it was directed by Adam McKay too, who like was the writing partner. So like, that's the thing. They wanted to make that movie.
That was
like,
Knocked Up and all those, wasn't it?
No, that was directed by...
See, they all mashed. It's all that same sense of humor, though.
Yeah.
Anyways, continue. Yeah,
the guy who did like 40-Year-Old Virgin and like...
That's who I thought. And, that's who I thought this was.
So, any other day I would know his name. Anyway.
It's okay. I'll Google it while you talk. Go ahead. Judd Apatow. People are screaming.
Judd Apatow.
People are screaming. There it is. His wife.
Oh, yeah.
His wife is in it. Leslie Mann.
Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. So, Judd Apatow usually produces those movies, stuff like that. So, like... So that's the thing, that like, they wanted to make that kind of movie.
Yeah.
And John Favreau was like, no, I want to make this. So here's the thing too. So actually something I want to talk about also. This movie has been in the works for apparently like a decade and a bit before the movie got made. It was actually written for Jim Carrey. Yeah.
Ugh.
So it was written for, actually I've heard two different accounts. I've heard it was written for Jim Carrey and I've heard it was written for Chris Farley. And I don't know.
I don't like either of them.
I think Will Ferrell's the only person who could play this role.
I agree. No, I should back my words. I love Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
I mean, for this part. Did the Grinch come before this?
So Grinch comes right after.
What?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Because I could see you looking at the Grinch going, oh, he's going to nail this.
Yeah.
But if it was before the Grinch...
So Jim Carrey is a part of it. And then something happens and Jim Carrey leaves it and does The Grinch instead. It's pretty much what happened.
Which he needed to. Yeah. That was his movie.
Yeah.
That movie. That's what we should do. I didn't even think of The Grinch.
That's a good one.
I already thought of my next movie and it was not The Grinch. I really love that. I need an excuse to watch that movie.
I haven't watched that movie.
He's like, ooh, ah. That's it. I'm not going. Like, I love that. Like, he is the only person that could have played that part.
Yeah.
Will Ferrell is the only person
that could play the
that could have played. Talladega Nights, Will Ferrell is the only person. Ron Burgundy, Will Ferrell is the only. He I knocks agree. He
was it. Born to play.
He Ron knocks Burgundy. It. Yeah. It's that whole like curly hair. The what is the one with Oh no! I'm gonna screw this up. Hold on. It's like the other guys.
Yeah.
Who's Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah.
But he's like, his wife is like the hot Spanish chick. and he's like, who is this? Like, that's the old ball and chain. So like, he pulls it off every time.
Greatest lines in film history. You find out that Will Ferrell used to be a pimp. And you're like, what? Which is how he met her. And like, and she used to be one of his prostitutes.
I didn't even remember that.
But there's a scene when... she tells him that she's pregnant, and he's like, what? He's like, not in my house. Gayest bitches better be using Jimmy's. So fucking funny, because his name, his pimp name used to be Gator.
Stop.
Gayest bitches. It's so fucking funny. Like,
but like, get hard too. Like that, he is that guy. He is that white guy who just has that persona where he doesn't look like he did any bad.
Yeah, he's so very for him, naive. Yeah,
very like, so yeah. For him to do this part, it was like, that was a great choice. And plus, I can see him just having fun.
Oh, yeah.
You need to have fun.
I bet they had so much fun. Yeah.
Well, I know I only rumors that a lot of the movies didn't even have permits. They just did it.
Apparently, yeah. So there's
the tunnel scene is very famous for that.
Yeah, even to the point where like apparently it was causing accidents, because not only was it Will Ferrell just kind of like hanging out, it was Will Ferrell in an elf costume. It was like driving by like, what the fuck? And then they like would drive into each other. Apparently it was causing accidents. But yeah, there's a lot of rant, like him running up to the guy that's dressed like Santa, like not, but like just a red suit, and he's like,
wasn't scripted,
just some random dude.
Oh no!
And he was like, Santa. And the guy looked up, he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And he runs away. That was just some random guy. So literally, what they would do is they would drive around until they found a good location. Two guys would jump out. So Will Ferrell and a camera guy. They would film something, and then a third guy would jump out after the fact and get people to sign releases. So sign like, hey, this is for a movie. Do you want to be like, sign so you
holy
can.
Holy shit. That's, you know how confused I'd be if you're standing there? Like the one part where she's like, do you want to try the spray? And it's like fruit.
Yeah.
And he sprays it in his mouth. It's like, holy fudge.
So like even like the shoe shine, that was a big one.
Yes.
The one where I'm like, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm like, I'm fucking almost positive. Only because of one guy's reaction when he runs in like, greatest cup of coffee. You did it.
Oh my God.
It's very funny. The only reason why I think maybe not is because they come back to it later.
Yeah, I think that was the punchline where it's like, oh, it's not a barista. It's not, you know, yeah. It's that's literally like, just.
Yeah. That's like there's a line in the movie where he's laying down with the mailroom guy and they're like hammered. And the guy's like, look at me. I'm like 26 years old. And he's so obviously not.
Holy crap.
Apparently they showed that scene to like an executive. And the executive was like, I don't like it. The guy's obviously not 26. Oh, and Will Ferrell's like, that's the joke. Like, that's what makes it funny.
You're dumb. Shut up. The guy's like,
obviously not.
Shut up.
I'm 26 years old.
Because so I thought the same parents were in Step Brothers.
Okay, almost.
But they're not.
The mom is.
But I was like, they look so similar. Yeah. Except they don't. Because now that I remember, like, bitches and hoes. You know, yeah, I remember that, like... I just remember the dad's face when I think of that music video, and I go, "Oh, that's not
So the dad,
the same couple, but he does look like that dad."
So the dad in this is Sonny Corleone from The Godfather, like the hothead. That's like in Step Brothers, it's Richard Jenkins, but the mom's the same. So
yeah,
Actually, so I mean, I guess we could fucking talk about the movie's even about. I mean, I'm assuming a lot of people have probably seen this movie, but for people who haven't, what's it about? Or do you want me to tell?
Yeah, so it's Will Ferrell is an elf who lives in the North Pole, and he's an elf. And
well, he's not a real elf. He's not an elf.
Well, he's an elf with elf duties.
He's a human being.
He's a human being that's an elf, but he's a human being, not an elf, because they're all actually really small.
Yeah, because he like stowed away in Santa's bag on Christmas. He like from an orphanage.
Yes.
Which I gotta throw it out there. I want to see like the other version of this movie where it's
the orphanage.
Yeah,
finding out the baby's missing
and like the nurse that's on trial for 30 years. We know you killed that baby. She's like, I didn't fucking kill that baby. Like, there's a woman rotting in jail right now because of this.
I love that they think his name is Buddy.
Right. So anyway, so he's at an orphanage. He's a baby. He gets in Santa's bag. And when he crawls out, they're like, we could bring him back, but we decide to keep him. And he's the first human in the North Pole. That's important. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, and anyways, he sucks at making toys because he's not an elf. And he doesn't belong. And so his papa elf, his dad, who adopted him, tells him that he actually does have a real human dad. They know who he is, and he lives in New York City. So he decides to go back to New York City to meet his dad. But his dad is on the naughty list. He's a very miserable prick. And that's like one of the main jokes is like, he's such a miserable person.
Yeah. And Buddy and all of the elves are very, very happy.
Very happy.
All of the time.
Yeah.
So it's annoying. And apparently a lot of James Caan's reaction were to Will Ferrell. Like, he's just so annoyed all the time. Because Will Ferrell would just be like, can we have more takes? Can we do more takes? Can we do more of this, more of that? And finally James Caan's like, all right, I'm going to freak out.
I love when he answers his phone and he goes, hi, this is Buddy. What's your favorite color? It's like, what? Yeah, and that's pretty much what the movie's about. And then he meets Zooey Deschanel, the love interest.
Which is the first thing I think I remember her from.
I don't think I've really seen her before this.
Like,
so,
she might have been in something, but I this is the one movie that I remember. Like, there was a long time where anything I saw her, anytime I saw her, I'd be like, oh, that's the girl from Elf. You know what I mean?
500 Days of Summer was before, was that?
It was after, yeah.
Because that was like my first, oh, I know who this is.
Yeah.
Yeah, Zooey Deschanel. Yeah, I honestly really like her.
She's fantastic. You
know, that's one of my favorite movies, 500 Days of Summer.
It's a good movie.
Love that movie.
I've never done that. That's a good,
done that movie. That's a good movie. I could watch it right now.
Yeah.
But it's one of those movies I don't need to watch it. I can just...
I've only seen it once. I've maybe seen it twice.
No.
Maybe.
So for anyone out there, my celebrity crush, if you ever hear this, I will leave my boyfriend for you, is Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
JGL.
Something about him. I don't know. But it's specifically... 500 Days of Summer, kind of him the cop in Batman, kind of.
Oh yeah.
But it's more,
I don't like him as the cop. He's
it's
okay.
More this. It's more that like sweaters. He just has no care. I just love it. I think he's so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like her in that movie. But this movie, I don't really remember seeing her before this. I don't remember. It's too long ago, right? Yeah. I never see with blonde hair. Where she doesn't have a bangs.
Yeah, right?
Like, she has the side bang, but not, like, covered. She always has covered bangs. Yeah, and that's the love interest, and it's about him just falling in love with her, and then he gets to move in with the dad. And
it also, I feel like it also has a lot to do with Christmas spirit. Like, in New York City, it feels like nobody has Christmas spirit anymore, and it's like everyone he touches... He kind of...
It's like the dad goes, there's no Christmas spirit. And he goes, who do they think put presents under the tree? And he's like, yeah, there's a weird rumor that the parents do it. And it's like, stop. Yeah, so like there is... And that's what the movie's about, is about him like just trying to, you know, get his dad to love him.
Right.
Because they all think he's mentally not okay. But they do a blood test and it is his child. Yeah. He's not wrong.
And this thing too is like the dad also for a living makes children's books. So like you'd think he'd be a happier guy.
No, because the beginning is him like taking the books away from like nuns.
Yeah. And then even like right after that, it's like they accidentally signed off on it without the last two pages.
Yeah.
And they're like, just ship it because it'll cost too much money
to fix it.
And they're like, but there's no ending. And he's like, I don't give a shit. Like,
kids don't read. They look at the pictures anyways.
Yeah. And it's just like, oh, dude. Like, it's such like a shitty...
Yeah,
like,
but he knew that going there because Santa told him that he had...
Yeah, he was...
I can't believe I said that, like, confidently like that. Santa told him that, like, he was in the naughty list. Yeah. Did you ever see this Tally the Elf on TikTok yet?
No.
I gotta show you this. Anyways, somebody on listening, look up... Tally the Elf on... It's like this actor at Disney who goes, what's your name? Steven? Naughty! And it like, you gotta look at it though. He has like a southern accent and he has the whole outfit. It's just so ridiculous. Anyways, I'll show him later. It's funny. I swear to God, it's funny. Now he's blowing up all over Facebook. He's very, very famous on TikTok right now.
That's funny.
Yeah, this was definitely my first choice. Absolutely.
Yeah.
There was no other Christmas movie in my head that...
You literally, like, because, yeah.
Oh, I had it locked and loaded.
I was like, we should do Christmas movies.
Elf.
And I think you're like, Elf.
Elf, that's it.
And then for whatever reason, I was like, Eyes Wide Shut.
Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah, it was
a weird choice. I don't know. I just, it's when I think of a Christmas movie, this is it. And then the more I thought about it, I'm now thinking of more Christmas movies. Spoiler alert, one of my options was Polar Express.
Okay, that's
I haven't seen it in a long time.
I've only seen it once too. I don't know.
That's one of those Christmas movies that...
Yeah.
But it was whenever you were talking, The Grinch Who Stole Christmas is a good one.
That is a good one.
Because that is a great movie. Yeah, Martha. Where she's like, you have great delights, Martha May. Yeah, like the whole thing is hilarious.
The cast is great too. A round of the cast. Peter Dinklage shows up for a small role.
Yeah, like, this is the first thing I ever saw Peter Dinklage in.
I saw him in, I want to say, Death at a Funeral before this, but yeah, he's fucking so good in this. And there's something about the way he says. He has a particular line where he's like, I have houses in U.S., USA,
Miami. Paris,
and they all have a 70-inch plasma. Why is that important? It's such a silly thing to say.
Yeah, but when did this movie come out?
Right, early 2000s, yeah.
Was it a big deal?
Yeah, probably.
I thought about that when I was watching this, but then I was like, well, I was only maybe 11 or 12 when this movie came out. And I remember Dad having the first flat screen I ever saw.
Yeah.
Where it was sitting on the speaker.
Oh, it had wheels. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember how big that was. And I remember thinking like, wow. But I think that's around this time.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, oh, actually, that actually kind of checks out.
Checks out.
But it's funny that now everyone knows Peter Dinklage from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Right? But at the time, I remember him in this movie perfectly before. And then I kind of disassociated. Again, we're talking about Phil Dunphy again.
Yeah.
From Dawn of the Dead and Modern Family, where it's like, I saw Peter first here, then I watched Game of Thrones, and I went, oh yeah, he's an elf.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. It's like, Phil Dunphy, oh yeah, he's in Dawn of the Dead. I kind of forgot about that. I didn't mind Peter Dinklage. I definitely, I didn't get the little people joke of the movie. Yeah, it was obviously a joke. I guess, like, you were supposed to laugh, more or less.
Yeah.
I think now... one, he's such a big actor in our lives for the past 15 years.
Yeah.
Maybe not 15. How long ago was it? Yeah, maybe 15, Game of Thrones. Where now it's like, oh, you're so used to little people, you don't even, it's not even funny anymore.
Yeah.
Like, and then it's like, maybe at the time it might have been a little more ha ha hee hee. But now I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I didn't really laugh, right? But I'm wondering if at the time it was set up for that.
Yeah.
Because maybe it wasn't that normal back then.
For sure.
Because now we have comedians. It's a famous comedian I follow, and he's on TikTok, and he's a little person, right? So.
What's his name?
Buddy, you're asking too many questions. I just watch TikToks.
I think I know who you're talking about. Is it?
Is he the one with the dog? And he's like. And then he's at a dog park, and this one dog goes, they go, you know when your dog is chasing you and their owner goes, it's okay, they're nice. And he goes, this owner goes, run. But he's a little person, so he's trying to run through the dog park, and he gets tackled by this dog. And then he's like, he adopted this big dog, and he's like, and here comes my dog. It's like the funniest skit. Where it's like him like pretending he's riding on his dog out of the dog park. Like,
I think I know
you. He is great. He is very good. But it's like now it's so normal.
Yeah.
Right. So, but yeah, I didn't really understand that, and I'm kind of afraid that's why they hired him, was for that punchline, right? And
it's, yeah, probably.
But I don't know. I really, really liked,
wasn't any in anything before that.
So. I really, really liked him as that part, though. I did like that he was like, has to be 71 degrees. It had, like, just yeah, that yeah, asshole. Yeah.
And then he's like, I'm out. And there's a long pause. Like,
71 degrees.
He's like, all right, I'm in. 71 degrees. So funny. It's almost like the 70-inch flat screen. They all have a 70-inch flat screen.
Literally.
It's so stupid. All right, you want to rate it? And then we'll go to spoilers.
Yeah.
All right. I'll rate it first because this was your movie. I think this movie's fantastic. I'm trying to think of any faults. That's my thing. I want to give it... My brain is telling me like a 7, but I'm like, no, I feel like I should give it like an 8 or a 9. It's fucking really good. Like, I'm like, even like... Because I can even say something at the end where I'm like, oh, that doesn't really fit. But I'm like, no, I think it works. I'm going to give it an 8. What do you think?
Whoa.
Yeah, I like it. It's good. It's good.
Okay, movie. Doesn't this... Steven...
Yeah.
You pick these movies and I hate them all. But yeah. When I pick movies, yeah. You like them.
Well, it's, yeah. It's, yeah.
So, like, I think we should just do movies that I yeah, just true. Pick the yeah. whole time.
That's like, we were on the Shining podcast. We were talking about, we should just do a list of movies that I've never seen. Because, like, it's always movies that you've never seen. And I'm it's like, that'd
true.
Be fun.
It's true. Just make a list of movies and then let's both go in blind.
Yeah, that'd
be fun. And then let's that'd just see.
And then immediately do, like, a...
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Because we do that at the movie theater.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, Trap and stuff. Like, we saw and then we immediately recorded right
yeah,
after.
Yeah, we did Long Legs stuff, yeah.
Yeah, Long Legs was another one. But we were supposed to watch them in the parking lot.
But oh, we
it was
almost,
it
yeah.
was X Maxine.
Oh, that's what the plan
Maxine
was.
Maxine and
Maxine,
Long Legs.
We were gonna record it in parking lot, but we ended up in.
Yeah, it was just too. It was too little in between. Yeah, we couldn't. Yeah. there's a lot of movies I haven't seen. I have a whole list in my phone. Uh-huh. I would give it. I don't know, man. I'm pretty up there.
Yeah.
I don't want to give it like a 9. I think that's too much.
Right. It's not like a masterpiece, but it's amazing.
500
it's
Days of Summer for me is like a 9.
Yeah. I love the anime.
Blind Side would be a 9.
I don't think, you know, that's a movie I've
I
only seen
I really once. Like that movie. I cry every time. Yeah, I'll do an 8.
Okay. I love the animation in it, like the North Pole animation where it's all yeah. supposed to be like a...
I really like the snowman in the beginning.
So good.
They crushed it. That's exactly what it looked like.
Right? The opening credits are amazing.
Yeah.
With like the birds and
yeah,
shit.
I agree,
and I love
yeah.
all the snowflakes are like obviously fake. That's so fun. But like, yeah, I'll give it an 8.
Yeah, I think it was really well done. I think the whole house and like him being on the tricycle and stuff and like the way they filmed it, it's just absolutely like
yeah.
spot on.
So actually, another thing we'll talk about in spoilers a little more. Oh, we'll talk about it in spoilers. Well, let's just go to spoilers right now. Cool?
Yeah.
Cool.
Spoilers.
So what I actually wanted to talk about, the only reason why I only because it actually lends to the ending of the movie, which is why I wanted to get the spoilers. So this,
well, I guess we didn't talk about the ending. I'm like, what did we not talk about yet? But actually we didn't even talk
about
the ending.
About the ending, right? So one thing that I love about this movie is, so Jon Favreau, when he directed it, he was like, I want anything that I can do in camera, I'm going to do. He's okay. He's like, I don't want to use CGI. I don't want to use green screens. So all of the scenes where like Will Ferrell is there and everybody else is like tiny, that's all forced perspective.
Yeah, I saw that.
So we...
Where he's like feet behind.
Right. Oh, he's feet in front.
Well, their dad is front behind.
Yeah, yeah. So they're like 10 feet away. But if you look at it from a particular angle, it looks like they're sitting right next to each other or on top of each other, whatever. And to the point where like... when like Will Ferrell is like standing, that set is tiny, and then when wherever the other people are standing, that set is massive. And
yeah,
using a camera, you know what I mean? It's just like how
it's like Lord of the Rings too, how they did that.
So that's what I was gonna bring
but
up.
But I don't know too much about it.
Yeah, it's so Lord of the Rings takes it a step further. So Lord of the Rings comes out, I want to say a year before this. And they take it a step further because the Lord of the Rings, not only are they doing forced perspective, but they're moving the camera while doing forced perspective, which is fucking insane. So not only are you moving the camera, but you have to move the set at the same time to maintain
with the actors,
yes,
with everybody,
to maintain that forced perspective. It's like, this is fucking crazy. But
did they have to do that for Harry Potter too? For the
maybe because
there was the one teacher who's really really tall.
Hagrid's really tall too.
Oh, Hagrid! Really, I didn't even think of Hagrid. No, he wasn't real. He was a robot, wasn't he?
No, Hagrid's.
I've heard he was like a robot.
He was a giant. Oh, I don't know. Maybe I don't know.
No, not an.
What? Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
I mean, the person playing him is a robot. I'm saying they don't have to do forced perspective.
Oh, maybe. I don't think
but,
so.
But
you could be wrong. You could be right.
Well, I might be wrong. It's the teacher in the Goblet of Fire I was talking about.
Yeah,
but I forgot about Hagrid. Continue.
But it's funny. So the end of this movie, so it was supposed to end with the whole Central Park thing. It was supposed to end with a police car chase. But there was something about it. Jon Favreau was like, I'm not feeling the car chase. It kind of feels like it's a little darker than I wanted. So he decided to like make it police on horses, and he intentionally, which I actually thought about this while I was watching the movie, and then I looked it up and it's true, he intentionally made them look like the Ringwraiths from Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
Like the guys that are like cloaked in black and stuff. And I'm like, oh, they just look like the Ringwraiths. And
they were like, you can't cross this water.
Yes.
This is my water.
Yes. Yeah. So what'd you think of the ending of the movie? The whole like Santa loses his...
Yeah, it's okay.
That's where it kind of loses me. I'm like, movie's about... In my opinion, him like forming a relationship with his father, and I think that does happen when his father.
But then he finally got one, and then he got the family, and then he got the girl.
Yeah.
And then he.
And then it's like weird.
Leaves.
And then he's like, yeah. And then he has to help Santa. It's so it's an odd, and it's like, so does everybody know that Santa's real now? It's such an odd like.
Well, yeah, because that's how he got the thing to fly.
Yeah, but I guess in this world. If you're a parent and you don't put the presents under the tree and they just magically appear, Santa must be real. So it's like...
That's a good question.
Theoretically, it's like, I guess it's
how do the parents not already believe?
Yeah.
That's a great question. I never thought of that.
It's like, I mean, you know.
Oh. Yeah, because the mom was like, Santa. And it's like, well, no fucking shit, bro.
Yeah, who do you think?
Who did Michael's presents for the past 10 years? Oh, shit. They're like, I thought he did it and he thought I did it. Like, you guys are dumb. No, I never thought of that. Thanks for ruining that.
Sorry, my bad, you.
This movie's a 7. I'm just kidding.
Almost 6.
Almost 6.2, maybe. Yeah, I never thought of that. Yeah, I don't know. I think the ending's kind of okay.
It's where it loses me. And plus, it's like you got the CGI reindeers and shit. I'm just like, eh, whatever.
Yeah, but I definitely think it comes full circle because they all think he's crazy.
Yeah.
And it's kind of nice for him to look at them and wave from Santa's sleigh.
Like,
it's like,
oh
that's actually kind of sweet, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I like this movie a lot. I think it's fun. What's up?
Nothing. Seeing what I'm doing. I don't know. I have nothing really, which is weird. I thought I was going to talk forever.
Yeah, me too. I'm just trying to think of anything else that I really... There's one scene where it shows all the pictures of like Buddy growing up. There's one scene of him playing basketball that I think is fucking amazing.
Oh, and he's like...
dunking.
Oh, but he's like putting his hand on the elf's head in order to dunk.
It gets me. I'm like, that's funny. That's a funny fucking shot.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like the little jokes in the middle, but I mean, they're watching the movie too, so I mean,
yeah,
like the gum and stuff. It's like,
ugh. Yeah, apparently that was staged. Obviously, he wasn't putting random people.
I fucking hope but not.
But the people that were walking by didn't know that, ugh. So they just saw him eating gum. Ew. They're like, "What the fuck is this guy doing?"
The spaghetti with the candy and stuff. I would annihilate that.
So apparently he had to do that twice because the first time, because the whole he's just mowing it down.
Yeah,
he ended up puking it all up.
Whoa!
So they had to do it a second time. But
I thought. Okay, what makes it... Okay, I have this thing where I don't like marinara sauce.
Okay.
Not a fan.
Not a fan of marinara
Well,
sauce.
Not like dipping matzo sticks, fine. But like on pasta, no, I'm good. So chicken parm, I will get over it for a chicken parm.
Yeah.
Chicken parm. But it's like once you put... Like he made her the mom breakfast and it has the marinara and syrup. It's like I'm out. And you can see her, if you look at the spoon, she's only eating the part with syrup.
Yeah.
Okay, that I'm okay with that. But if his spaghetti has marinara and candy and chocolate, I couldn't do it.
And the Pop-Tarts.
I don't think it has marinara at all. I think it's just spaghetti. And then he just puts on all the... I'm like,
I think so, though.
I could totally crush that. That's nothing to me.
Yeah.
That, of all the things that he could eat in that movie, that is nothing. That's easy peasy.
Yeah, it's true.
It's that dinner scene where he's eating with the mayor.
And he crushes like the Coca-Cola, which is obviously like, product placement. You're like, okay, Coca-Cola, we get it.
I know, and they placed it towards him. I know. It's like Talladega Nights where he put KFC, Pepsi, and everything, and it's all facing the camera. It's like, oh, Lord. Come on, kids, have a dinner. I've been sleeping here for hours. And it's Domino's Pizza. Yeah, that's and funny. KFC. Man, I fucking love pizza. I had today for lunch, I had carrots. So I got to be nice to myself today.
You're like, fuck.
I know. I didn't go for that run. Yeah. Where I was going to listen to Elf for my run. Yeah. I've seen this movie so many times. I can just watch it with my eyes closed easily.
Yeah.
Like, no problems. I just know the movie back and forth. The part, just there's so many little things that are just absolute gold. Like the someone special for you.
Yeah.
It's like
him fucking demolishing the mall, like the Santa, with like the he makes like a Lego skyline.
Yeah.
And the Santa's just like demolishing it.
With
you're like,
the,
oh
with
my
the
God.
Bats and
yeah.
stuff.
That's
yeah.
Hilarious.
I definitely love that scene where he decorated it. I really, really, that's something he would do.
Yeah.
I like that. I don't like, though, there's a security guard and he's like looking out for him. And then he's hammering and stuff. And I'm like, oh, they shouldn't have put the security guard. That was stupid.
Eh,
I don't know why they put him walking around because then there's lights on and there's hammering and he's like, I'm like, oh.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot
so
of sense.
So the security guard never came back.
Terrible security guard.
Yeah.
Security guard's like, this wasn't like this when I fucking got in.
Yeah, I really like this movie. I hope everyone liked this choice.
Yeah. I like this movie a lot too, and I wish I had more to say. I honestly thought this was going to be like an hour long thing. I really don't have much else. I was going to talk about Jon Favreau, but I did already. Yeah. What else we got? Anything? Are you excited for Christmas?
I love Christmas.
Yeah?
My house is always decorated November 12th.
Oh, really?
Every year.
Interesting.
Yeah, I set up my... Yeah.
Which, November 12th is your birthday, so
it's my birthday.
Something to, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, Dill knows to leave me alone. I don't want to see anybody, and I just put up my tree by myself.
Okay.
And I just put up my Christmas stuff, and I just live my life, and I'm just having a good day. And that's how I start off my day, is I, every year, and he knows, I just set up, and he hates Christmas, but he has to put one ornament on the tree, just so he says he contributed.
Nice.
So he puts one, and he goes, I want this one, and he puts in the wrong space. And I go, ugh. But I don't move it. And then I had a ghostie a few days ago knock one of my ornaments off of my kitchen cabinets. I didn't like that. But that's a thing. You're getting a whole statue in your basement.
Yeah, fuck.
Can you hear it perfectly?
Yeah. So speaking of, so I don't decorate for Christmas.
Okay.
No real reason. I just don't.
I remember you used to have the Charlie Brown tree. That's
we,
decorating
so
for...
every year we
that's
get we have this little Charlie Brown tree. We put
with
out
one ornament.
It's one ornament, and that's it. And we got lights on the wall that I leave up all year, but I just plug it in during like November, December, January.
Okay.
It's like a colorful like strand of lights, and I just like it. So my dad's downstairs because he's Christmas party tomorrow. He's, he's setting up, and I was just down there, and it's.
It's looking like Elf the Buddy
did. Yeah, oh yeah.
Buddy the Elf did it.
Lots of lights hanging, so it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm really excited for... Yeah, I like Christmas. I'm not really a gift person. All of us in our family, we are so just lucky in life that we have the money that we need, right? And so we luck out, and our whole family is like that, where it's like we just buy whatever we want at any time.
For sure.
So Christmas, it's hard, where we're like a gift card.
I would love to do, honestly, a Secret Santa. That would be...
I think so too, but it's hard. I don't know what you guys need.
But that's it. But like, so Secret Santa is we all draw a name out of a hat.
Yeah, but I don't know what you need.
But that's what makes it fun, right? Is like you just
I have no idea. So instead of buying, if I got Melissa, I would have a heart attack.
Yeah, but you have to buy her something anyway. So it's like at least just
I would die. I would literally die if I had to do it secretly. I have no idea. I would have to go through you.
Yeah, which fine.
And then it's not Secret Santa anymore.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't tell her.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Like me, I would be so hard to shop for, but. My sister nailed it because I'm big into piercings lately, and she got me a gift. That's exactly what I would have done for Mel.
Yeah.
Here's a gift card. I have no idea what to do, and I don't want to give gift cards anymore. I want to give
gifts for sure.
Gifts or experiences. I'm really realizing that experiences. My sister-in-law is like 22, and we gifted her a winery wine tasting, but to like three different wineries. It's like, at least her and her boyfriend can go do that. It's an experience.
For sure.
I like that better. I should just got you guys a bowling gift card.
Yeah, apparently. I was actually looking something up. Apparently, there's this site where they put together, like, little packages where, like, you go to different places that, like, aren't normally seen. But you play, like, it's like almost like a scavenger hunt where you, like...
Oh.
I'm like, that's kind of fun.
Is fun.
Yeah, I'm like, I almost did that one year for Christmas. I almost got everybody something so we could all go.
That would have been cool.
You suck. There was a reason why I didn't do it. I want to say, because it's, like, all around Ontario. In the Niagara on the Lake one, I want to say it was sold out, which is why I did it. But...
Yeah, I like that.
There wasn't a Niagara Falls one, which I thought that would be the fucking place.
Like a murder mystery dinner. I just went to one. It was actually really great.
That'd be fun. I've never been.
And it was so funny because, like... We really went in. We were like, oh, it's this person. It's because of this and this and this and this. And they were like, no, it's this person because of this. And you went, oh.
Yeah,
well, my way was much better. Like, can you redo it?
They're writing it down.
Literally. Like, and it was, you got to laugh, right? Because there's like all actors. And they're all actors. And they're all talking to you. And you can interrogate them. And it's actually really, really cool. And we're interrogating this one guy. And there's this... like the guy of the dining room. I don't know what he's called. Gordon Ramsay has one of Hell's Kitchen. And he walks around the dining room and he goes...
The maitre d' or whatever?
Yeah. And he goes, who are you thinking? And we go, this guy. And he goes, he's not part of it. We went, oh, like, never mind.
That guy's a pain? Yeah.
Like, no, he is not a part of what you were supposed to do. It's these people. But just the way he went, I don't even know, girls, how you got there. And we went, listen, this, and this. And he goes... Checks out, but no, he's like, he's not even a part of it.
I wonder how many people thought it was you.
Yeah, no, it was this bartender that kept walking around. He has a toothpick, and you look like you're having trouble figuring out the puzzle, he is gonna get you there. So we had this pea risotto ball, and he's like, what color is the ball? You go, green. And he goes, and you're like, what do you mean, and he goes, what's the outside? You're like, brown. And he just walks away. Huh. And you're like, oh, it's brown as well. That's why we couldn't get the answer. Because we weren't counting the crust.
It's one of those things where it's like, he knows what people are going to get hung up on.
Yeah, so he's trying to push you in the right direction.
Yeah.
But he was just being so sketchy.
Fair respect.
I'm like, this guy is so sketch. Why is he here? And then somebody was like, oh, he works with my wife. He works with me every night. I know him very, very well. But her husband said that he's never met him. Oh. So I went, oh, that's so suspicious.
That's sketchy.
But it turns out nobody...
That's really fucking sketchy for that couple now.
Thank you. But nobody ever asks about the bartender. So they didn't know what to say. And so we're talking to the actor later. And he's like, I had no idea what to say because no one has ever asked me about the bartender. Like, he's not even a part of one of the people.
Do me a favor. Do not tell that husband about what the wife said.
Literally. So I'm like, well, for next time, she said she works with him every time. And he goes, thank you for letting me know. So now for the next show, they'll know.
Yeah.
But it's funny that it's all improv. And he's like, I've never been asked that. He's like, I didn't know what to say.
That's so
funny. I just said, I've never met him. And then I went, well, that's suspicious. Because your wife says, and he's like, oh, fuck. And he's trying to back up, like, yeah. Well, and it's like, no, I don't like that. Turns out, yeah, I was way off. But yeah, a murder mystery is like a great idea for a gift as well, because at least it's experiences, and we laughed like hell.
For sure. I'd love it if somebody walked up to you, they're like, are you the killer? And you're like, no, I'm a guest. And they're like, okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Like, no, I'm serious. I paid for this.
Sure, yeah, you did. Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah, sure. Uh-huh. Cool. Why not? Cool. Why not? Yeah, I believe you. Absolutely. Because the one person was we got hung up on something else, and it was a roommate had bunk beds. Why do you have bunk beds? So then he's like, well, we threw the recipe book in the bedroom. And Allie goes, well, that's funny. Who's his roommate? And he goes, I don't know. And it turns out no one ever asked about the roommate. So Allie was like, oh, who's this roommate? Because that's the person that took the recipes. Oh, I'm in. I'm on this. And she got really hung up on it. Yeah. Well, there was no other character for that character.
Like, why would you have like, bunk beds then?
They were like, I don't know. Like, why was the bunk bed such a big deal? And he's like, because they're in school. I don't know. Yeah. But we were laughing with the actors later. Like, you guys got hung up on so many things that you were not supposed to. We're like, but the bunk beds. He's like, because they all have bunk beds. We don't know. He never had a roommate. Like
a couple of months ago, there's an actor named Ben Schwartz. He plays like John Ralphio.
Yeah, on, I know. Yeah,
Parks and Rec.
Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. Yeah.
So he was at our casino.
Don't be suspicious. Don't. Yeah.
And he does a long form improv where like okay. him and like three other people just like make up a story off the top of their head. It's very funny. But the whole thing is like...
There's one TV show I follow on TikTok and he does that.
Yeah. So it's like the whole thing is like... So it's like he just asks for stories from the audience and then they just make up like their version of it. But it's so funny when he's like... He'll say something like, hi, my name's Jimmy. And then they're like, hi, Jimmy. And then like... But later on in the skit, he's like, you know, because I'm Jimmy. That's what I said, right? I said, Jimmy, cool. It's so funny, like him, like you can see them trying to keep track of all the information they're like telling each other. Cause it's like, it's like, what did I say? What did I say my occupation was? It's so funny. Like,
yeah, but when you're doing it every night and then you don't remember what questions you were asked.
Oh, definitely.
Because I look like every other table that had been there past year.
Yeah.
So it's like, what did they ask? I don't even remember anymore. I don't even remember what I said.
Yeah.
I don't even remember. And you're trying to keep your lies straight, right? And it's like, I can only imagine.
That sounds fun.
How hard. But anyways, that's what I want to do for Christmas. And I really screwed up this year with that. And I'm thinking next year I really want to.
Maybe I'll just steal your idea.
Murder mystery?
Yeah, I'll just buy everybody murder mystery.
Yeah, but there's none around here. That was the only one. Toronto. And they also told me. You
didn't try the Toronto?
They also told me they do not change the killer, so I could never go again.
Oh, that's kind of lame.
I think that, too. I think it really sucks. And I told them that. It's like, well, that's stupid. And they're like, we get paid. What do I care?
Yeah.
Like, great point.
And it's one of those things where it's easier to keep track of, too. It's
which like, is fair. Because medieval times, I think of that all the time. And I'm like, because I was white and black. Do they always lose? They must win sometimes. But how do you know who wins?
I'm assuming right before they go out, they're like, you know what, let's do yellow, let's do red. I mean, like,
yeah, but they all have like certain plays, I guess, but they could do that for the murder mystery too.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh.
That's a good question.
Because they all, the one person's dead, but all four have an alibi. They can fuck around with that alibi as much as they want. Yeah. It could be any of the four people.
It's true.
It's the proof that showed who was who.
So I think that would almost make it funner if it was like they draw cards and it's like, oh, I'm the killer tonight.
That would be cool.
That sounds fun.
Like,
to me.
Don't post that Instagram post or don't post this. Don't. Yeah.
I remember there was this. It was a Broadway show. I want to say it was in London, so it couldn't have been Broadway, but it was like a play.
Okay.
And it was a retelling of Frankenstein.
Okay.
It was like for Halloween.
Yeah.
And the two main actors were Johnny Lee Miller, who was like Sick Boy and Trainspotting. He's in a bunch of shit.
Okay.
And he was also, he played Sherlock in like the show Sherlock at that. No, he played, it was in elementary. And then Benedict Cumberbatch.
Okay.
Played Sherlock in Sherlock. He's like
fucking
Dr. Strange.
Yeah, I know Benedict.
Well, the two of them either played Dr.
Penguin, when he keeps screwing up the word penguin.
Yeah. They either played Dr. Frankenstein or the monster.
Okay.
And they decided who was going to play it that night by flipping a coin.
Oh, I like that.
They literally flipped a coin like, all right, you're the monster tonight.
It just makes things more interesting.
I agree.
Like, I can only imagine Taylor Swift after 2 years of playing the same
show.
Like, don't,
you're literally a billionaire now.
And a half years just but playing the same moves, the same. It must get exhausting after a while. It has to.
Yeah. Like, after a long enough, you're just a dancing monkey. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like, it's fun for, like, if you do a show 2-3 times because you're, like, the audience yeah. reaction. But after a year, you're doing the same shit. You're literally, it's so just too. Literally about the money.
And that's why they were like, are you going to continue? Because we would all still sell at the theaters. And she said, no. She's like, I'm done, guys. I can't.
Yeah.
And it's like, she that's a long, forever. 2 years. That's a long time for yeah. 3.5 hours.
For real.
Right. But like, I think about that where it's like, can I be in a Broadway where it's the same words every time yeah. all year? And it's like, that must be, we're going way off topic.
That must be exhausting, but I hear you. Anyway.
Anyways, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
If we don't, I know we're going to talk to you before that, actually, probably.
Yeah, we got
to
tell you what the mystery movie was.
I know. We'll let you know.
All right, we're out.
Bye, 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 bye. Bye. Bye.